So I think it's appropriate that we take them out, because as of that time, they hadn't attended meetings, and it seemed as if they weren't there.
If you take them out, then how can we say that they should, that they're off the committee? I mean, you're saying if they're in, then you're saying that they've missed this many meetings in a row. I mean, these names did not come out of thin air. These were the people that were on the committee that we assume were on the committee.
Right.
And so this is Carolyn.
I just want to make a point. The list that I'm referring to in the minutes sent June 26th
for the
June 12th.
Yeah, for all
minutes.
Those names. Uh-huh.
That was just identification with the initials.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe the minutes need to be amended to add who was present.
Well, it has that.
And that would cover the question of...
Well, they say who's present.
Okay, and then who's absent, because at that
point...
Yeah,
and they say that.
It says that, too. My point really is that all these people were elected to these committees. And so if they never came, I mean, I think that's kind of important. And,
Well, you're right, except Rose Lane is clearly, I think, in error, because he was not elected. So maybe.
Well, who was the PNB member?
Cheryl Griffin was not on this either.
Rob was. Okay.
And Ambrose Lane were not.
Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying. So rather than just take the names off, we should say they haven't attended, and we do have our three membership, three meetings missed, right?
No.
Clearly. Yes, we have to establish that in a minute.
May I get on the stack,
Serene?
I don't see how we could say that people who were never a part of the committee failed to attend three meetings, who weren't required to attend three meetings. I think what may be helpful, at least I assume this is, I don't have access to the minutes right now, I'm actually on a bus, but assuming we're looking at whatever set of minutes we're looking at, that maybe if you can just put that set aside and, actually go through the list that came and find out where the names came from. Find out which names were simply a matter of bad information and which names were people who should have been present but were not present.
This is Patty.
I think we've established that. This is Carolyn.
Yeah.
The two who should not have been on the list at all
mm-hmm.
are Cheryl Griffin
mm-hmm.
and Ambrose Lane. The
mm-hmm.
others were elected to the committee
okay.
who did not appear.
This is Patty.
Okay, mm-hmm. you're basing that. I'm sorry, can I... Based on what? You're making that statement based on
Excuse me,
email?
On the list of people who were on the committee, which was distributed early on.
The list was derived how? That's my question.
I'm sorry? What is your question?
How was the list derived?
We received a list, Lauren got list of people who were elected by their LSP.
From whom? From whom?
From the LSB, from each LSB, LaVarne collected the names of people who were elected to the committee.
Okay, then may I suggest, since we have our secretary, that those emails be forwarded to the secretary so she can determine which names properly belong there as absences and which names should never have been there because they weren't committee members and are not in default of their duty in any way.
I don't believe...
Send her the email.
I don't believe there's a question about that. Mary, do you have a problem with... Does the list as it stands?
No, I don't think so.
She doesn't know she has a problem. She doesn't have the list.
Of course she has the list.
Well, I have this list. This is that list. I have the list of those names that were forwarded.
All right, Patty, you were next on the staff.
Yeah, this is Patty. I'm just asking who are the members of the committee from New York?
Serene, Carolyn, and you.
Pardon?
Yourself?
Yeah.
Serene and myself.
Oh.
Yeah. Right? That's it.
That's it.
Okay, thank you. Now we can go on to the business of the committee.
Yeah.
Do we want to postpone any of these minutes?
Well, excuse me.
Yes.
I have here on my the minutes from the WBAI meeting of February 8th that the Members Election Review Committee, 18 ballots, burden number 1, 3, what the heck is this?
That's incorrect. I was number one, Carolyn was number two. Ife either withdrew before the vote or was placed number three, and I believe the case is that she withdrew. So I don't know what you're looking at.
Well, we don't care who was first or second.
Mm-hmm.
We want to know who three of them are.
Right.
I'm sorry, she said she read burden number one, and then...
I'm looking at the minutes.
I'm looking at it.
I'm looking at approved minutes, that's all.
Yeah, Serene, Patty, want to correct something, or...?
No, I just was looking, and that's what I see, but I
it's
don't...
It's helpful to hear that Cheryl Ife Griffin withdrew. Okay, that's why there's the confusion.
Right, okay.
All right, good enough. Now, is there any objection to approving the minutes as they stand?
Let me ask a question. I'm looking at, these are the minutes of June the 12th, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Item number three, Election Review Act. It says PH, MID, and RP will study and write up their recommendations before the 6/26 meeting. Is that correct, that is what we decided at this meeting?
Well, does anyone disagree with that? That's what my understanding is, that we decide. Someone say that we didn't?
My subsequent question is that something we have followed up on?
Clearly,
we
have missed that deadline, yes. Is that your question?
Mm-hmm.
Where do we stand on this is my question.
Well, we've missed that deadline, and I guess we'll have to wait until that group comes in with the recommendations. We haven't put it on an agenda. Would you like to do that?
Sure. Well, it should be under unfinished business automatically.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was, actually, and we decided to omit it tonight under 4A because we didn't have a report. So it'll stay under unfinished business until a report comes in.
Thank you.
I think that's procedurally correct.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions here?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, nice job, Mary Patty.
Actually, if it's unfinished business and it doesn't get dealt with, I believe it disappears unless we discuss it and then make some kind of motion or something.
Mary Berg here? I think
yes,
if it's unfinished business, it never goes away until we dispose of it. It just doesn't evaporate. It just has to keep... It's there. We didn't finish, so it has to go forward.
Okay.
I believe.
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right.
I've got stuff that has never disappeared, and people keep saying, why don't you disappear it? And I can't disappear it off our LSB agenda because it just,
mm-hmm.
you know...
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could. Because we never deal with stuff.
Well, then you just ought to multitask, because I've just completed my ironing.
Can we move the orders of the day?
Yes.
I don't like
to. I'd like to, the draft minutes for 6/12, which ones are unfinished, Mary?
The 6/26, the thing that was unfinished was the report that from our local election committee. The 6/12 minutes were finished. The 6/26 minutes, I can't. Fine, but I sent them out, but I can't resend them because I can't see them here.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Rob said he found them, or somebody did.
Were they sent to the list?
Yeah, but I don't know what happened, and I can't find them to see
this
what
is
happened.
Wendy. I'm only moving approval of June 12th.
Okay.
Only June 12th, not June 6th?
Well, that should be. That went out. They both...
I don't want to have a discussion as to whether people got them or not. Let's just move approval of June 12th.
Okay.
All right. Is there any questions about that?
So if there's no objection, does that mean they're approved?
We'll say that. Is there any objection to approving the June 12th?
Is there any objection? I don't hear an objection.
I would just like to remind everyone that minutes that are approved do not remain inviolate. In other words, you can correct minutes 10 years later if there's something that's
sure.
substantively wrong.
Right, yeah. You can always go back.
So there's really no objection by now, then?
All right, then the June 12th minutes are approved. And what about June 6th? Did we approve those?
Does everyone have those? Those are the ones that LaVarne did.
Move
yes.
approval.
Okay. A second. We don't need to second.
Oh, we don't have
I have no idea what
now?
They say.
All right. Some people don't have those. And all right, then I guess we'll have to table those until next. But
I heard one person that was objecting. Does anyone else object?
Yes.
Who is that? Rob?
Wendy, do you
sorry,
have
who
them?
Else objects to approving June 6th? Okay.
Richard? Can't hear you.
Somebody's phone is dying.
I'm not objecting.
Not objecting. All right. Anybody object to approving June 6th?
What day is June 6th?
It was a Monday.
It was the 6th of June.
There you go. It was a Monday.
It was indeed, yes. 6th of June.
Yeah, it was a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Monday.
Definitely was a Monday.
All right, if there are no objections, then we'll approve both sets of minutes, and Mary,
okay.
I guess we'll post them.
And I will send the others out again, okay?
Great, all right,
find
thank
them,
you.
Which will be in a day or two.
All right, so we'll table June 26th mm-hmm. until the 24th.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
There we go, okay. So they can
all right,
be,
good.
Good.
Well, right on time here.
I like it.
Now, the WBI Election Rescue Act, as we said, we're going to, I guess, postpone that or table it. Ted, which is proper, postponing or table it until the 24th?
Postponing it.
Postpone. Okay, so since we don't have a report there, and then B, we have an action statement, finally. Does everybody have a copy of that? There are two versions. Rob sent out one, and then I sent out another version, double-spaced, with every sentence numbered, so we could talk about it more easily.
What's it called, Carolyn?
The draft of the mission statement for the P&B Election
Committee. Oh, okay.
Committee.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, did I get yours? Did I have? I'm sure I did, but did I have them here? Let's see.
What was the date you sent that out, Carolyn?
The Rob sent, I forget when he sent his, but I sent out this version today, and I'll tell you approximately what time. But I just double spaced it, so if you print it out, you can make pencil notes easily, you know.
Okay, this, let's see. Oh, it's this.
Yeah, I think it was 10:51 a.m. I sent it out today. I sent it out without the attachment first, and I resent it immediately.
I have it.
Yeah. An agenda.
And it says, whoops, here is attachment, right?
That's right. Okay.
Okay. Okay. There we go. Okay.
A little levity for our meeting. I like that.
Yeah.
We've discovered here with our bylaws review that the best way to make sure that we agree with this is to read it aloud, and at the end of each annotated, like number one, are there any questions, comments, amendments? If not, we go on to two and so on.
Mm-hmm, that's fine. Mary, would you like to begin with the first sentence, and we'll do it sentence by sentence?
Okay. The mission of the Pacifica National Board, which will be now PNB, here henceforth, Elections Review Committee is 1. And then we have paragraph 1.1. To review the processes associated with democratically electing listener and staff delegates to the Foundation's local station boards for the purpose of making specific, recommendations to the PNB on how best to implement those sections. And in parenthesis, those sections are Articles 2, 3, and 4 of the bylaws dealing with the elections. That's the first sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Now, shall I go on?
Yes.
Okay, 1.2. Such recommendations shall include criteria and guidelines for promulgating comprehensive election regulations and may include recommendations for amending the revised bylaws. For example, amendments to establish a more effective timetable for planning, conducting, and completing local station board elections, or to identify possible criteria for waiving financial requirements of membership without creating a disincentive for listeners to become members.
All right, maybe we should stop there and
yeah.
go over those two sentences. Any comments on the first sentence? To review the processes
associated with democratically
electing
listener and staff delegates to the foundation's LSBs for the purpose of making specific recommendations to the PNB on how best to implement the sections of the bylaws dealing with the elections. Those sections.
Can we just move approval of that without objection?
Well, I would like look at the language a little bit to review for the purpose of
To review the processes associated with electing these delegates to the foundation's boards, the LSBs, for the purpose of making specific recommendations. So we're reviewing the processes.
I would like to change that a little bit to begin with to make specific recommendations to the PNB on how best to implement those sections of the bylaws dealing with the elections. In other words, we could almost eliminate the preamble to review the processes associated.
A little bit
of verbiage. I don't think we need that.
So you're wanting to say, you want to take out for the purpose? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, just say number one, 1.1 would be to make specific recommendations and continue from there.
Okay, so you would take out to review the processes and so forth.
I would approve it either way.
Let me again say that without the word special rules or standing rules, your specific recommendations lack specificity. If you want to say specific recommendations, I would suggest you add in parentheses after the word recommendations, special rules, and then go on from there. And those, as I've said before, require two-thirds to amend with prior notice.
Ted, can you explain the significance?
Yeah.
I know you just said that, but why would we want to approve something and then say it will have to take two-thirds? I don't get it. Can you explain that better?
If you're making specific recommendations without defining whether or not they are felonies, misdemeanors, if I can use that as an analogy.
Well, no, because that's really... I'd rather not use it.
Well, let him go on, Mary.
Okay.
Let him finish, yeah.
I'm saying that in law, if you're talking about a criminal offense, you define something as either a misdemeanor or a felony. Mm-hmm. In bylaws, if you're making a specific recommendation, you need to say that these specific recommendations are going to either be special rules or standing rules without identifying that they are those things. Your specific recommendations lack specificity because the board from year to year to year can pass resolutions, but they can always rescind those by a vote. And if you don't clarify that these are rules that have a higher degree of permanence than a motion, then you don't have any kind of perpetuity to what you're doing, permanence to what you're doing.
Well, Mary Berg here.
Yes,
Richard would like to be on the stack.
Richard, Mary, then Richard.
I'm not clear that we want to make them all that permanent. To my mind, that was a problem in having them be part of the bylaws the way they are now. I guess what you're talking about, Ted, is making them part of the bylaws still.
You don't understand special rules. Special rules can be amended far more easily. They can be amended by the national board, but they go from one year to the next, and they are not as easily amended as to rescind, which only requires a majority vote.
But you're talking about bylaws, right?
I'm talking about you have bylaws, and then beneath your bylaws, you have procedures.
Yes, exactly.
And those procedures are called special rules.
Oh,
and they are not part of the bylaws, right? See, I'm concerned that they should I don't believe they should be part of the
right.
bylaws because they can't be changed, and we need
right.
the flexibility to
right.
change them.
And
yeah.
I'm in agreement with you, and everything I've said conforms to what you just said.
Good. Mm-hmm.
So to
Excuse
make
me,
it,
is somebody else on the line here? Or can I hear voices in the background?
Yeah, I hear
Serene, one call at a time.
Well, maybe somebody
Sorry, it's
has.
Sydney's birthday.
Oh, yay! Happy birthday, Sydney!
Happy birthday, Sydney.
It was Sydney.
Well, then, okay. Can I clarify,
yeah,
Ted, which I want to make them easier, not harder, to amend. Now, I don't really know where I would learn about special rules and standing rules, but
and
I
Robert,
do not want to make
Robert.
Them that difficult to amend.
Right.
May I suggest...
So which
yeah,
way
Ted,
would that be?
And then, Ted, and then Richard wanted to say something, but I'm going to suggest that we get something in writing on this before we vote on it, because you're not the only person confused here.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
Ted?
Because I'm beginning to feel stupid.
All I'm saying is to add the word after the word recommendation in parentheses, special rules.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know the effect of it.
I know, yes. We need to clarify the implications of that. Richard, did you want to add something to that?
That's not what I want to talk about.
Oh. Well, why don't you want to talk about it? Because we need to resolve it.
No,
well,
no, I think I'd like to resolve it by clarifying it for my own self and maybe for everybody. Some people put it in writing. I'll look it up and Ted maybe can
move
help
that
out.
I move that we postpone this discussion until the next meeting.
Well,
the
that,
special
that
rules.
Sentence anyway, yes. All right, let's go on to 1-2, if that's all right.
Well, could we, rather than just simply postpone it, can Ted send us something where this occurs, where these definitions occur, so we can see?
I thought I said that. Just get a copy of the year 2000 version of Robert's Rules.
Oh, they're in the Roberts.
Yeah.
Make a copy and send us the appropriate thing.
Okay.
I'm not going to do that. That's too much work, and I don't have time to do it.
But wait, is this in the index under special rules of order? I'm looking here to find them. I don't know what
you have the 2000 version of
yes,
Robert's?
Yes, yes.
Tell me what page you're on, or I'll go look in the index.
I'm on page 697. I have
you
a paper
tell
bag.
Her. You're the parliamentarian guy. Tell her what page.
I haven't memorized
the
index,
Lindy. Please, please. That should be done and can be added onto this later.
Right.
Let's move on.
Yeah.
Let's in writing, and someone send it to us in writing at a certain point. Hmm?
Yeah. Ted, could you just send me the reference place in the... you don't have to... I will find it and send it out, but just tell me what chapter and verse, what index page.
Barry,
number.
I'm requesting that Ted do that off the list.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, after all, you're proving your
off
point.
Off call.
Okay.
I'm sorry, did you mean to say on list but off call?
Yeah, off
call.
The call.
Thank you.
Okay.
Now,
so, now here we 1. Are at
1.2.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to go to 1.2?
I think so. I think we've exhausted
okay,
1.1.
Okay, I think we have. Or ourselves, whichever. All right. Such recommendations shall include criteria and guidelines for promulgating comprehensive election regulations and may include recommendations for amending the revised bylaws. For example, amendments to establish more effective timetable for planning, conducting, and completing local station board elections, or to identify possible criteria for waiving financial requirements of membership without creating a disincentive for listeners to become members. There are several concepts there. So,
yeah, I have a question for Rob on this. Rob, are you still with us?
Hello, Rob.
Ooh. Maybe not. All right.
Well, that's a little hard.
I wanted to speak on this. Was Richard.
Oh, go ahead, Richard, and then I'll put myself on the sec after you.
I don't see any problem with the first part of it, but I don't see any point for having examples in a mission statement.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. That was my point, too. I think putting in two examples implies a limit, and I think we're better off leaving the examples out after the colon, just end the sentence right there without
mm-hmm.
any examples, because okay. otherwise we may be held to only those two.
Right. I also felt like that. So, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so then we will just have such recommendations shall include criteria and guidelines for promulgating comprehensive election regulations. Criteria and guidelines for promulgating the regulations. We're not establishing criteria and guidelines for promulgating. We're putting forth the regulations, right? We're not establishing criteria for how to promulgate the regulations.
That's redundant.
I believe it's misleading because as long as it's someone else will be creating the regulations.
Right.
I'd also like to work in here somewhere down the line, and I put some comments at the end, that we will have a final product, as people have suggested, and that is a manual for the supervisors, management, and for staff.
Yeah, I like that too.
That might come in here, but I would like to say, if we eliminate, include criteria and guidelines.
Mm-hmm. Eliminate the promulgating, because that's not what we're talking about. How about such recommendations shall include criteria and guidelines for, shall include, I don't know why he said it this way, comprehensive election regulations. That's what we're going to recommend, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
And I also think we need to take out the word revised on bylaws. We will be amending bylaws that exist at the time.
Right. And I don't know that we have to... For amending the bylaws. Yeah, they're not revised. We would be revising them. So,
mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, so I think what I'm hearing... Shall I read what I think I heard?
Yeah.
Such recommendations shall include comprehensive election regulations and may include recommendations for amending the existing bylaws.
They don't even need to put existing.
And I don't even need to put amending the bylaws.
Right.
And that would be period. We're not putting those examples. Is that what
that
I hear people
say? It makes it very clear what we're talking
okay.
about.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Okay.
All right, any other comments on that? May I suggest procedurally that we go through this and that Mary or I will write up what we think we heard and deal with a finished product all together after we've gone through it. Does that meet everybody?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Mary, you want to do two?
Okay. 2.1. To review the findings, conclusions, and recommendations made to Pacifica Management and the PNB by the National Election Supervisor and the local election coordinators, that should say supervisors, and to propose to the PNB goals and priorities for implementing such regulations.
Recommendations.
Well, the recommendations, that's referring to the ones that the soups made.
I don't know, but the last word on that is recommendations, Mary, not regulations.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say I'm sorry. Yes, recommendations. Sorry.
Implementing such recommendations.
Yeah, that's my
And to speech. Propose to the PNB goals and priorities for implementing such recommendations.
For implementing such recommendations. I guess that's okay because we may not want to implement some of them.
Well, I want to change the language.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm not happy with this.
Okay. Who's talking? Is that Richard?
This is Richard, yeah.
Okay.
I'll speak specifically to, the Berkeley situation, but some things that I heard about it, other things. I'm definitely very unhappy with the National Election Supervisor's attitude and actions.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, his recommendations are all suspect. So I don't want to just be, priorities for implementing such recommendations. I think we should be looking at all these things for recommending or disapproving and coming up with better ideas.
Right. Or, either we say to implement them or not, but we're not necessarily going to want to implement those recommendations.
Right.
I agree with you.
Well, Richard, we could add to review, yada, yada, and to take them into account as opposed to the PNB goals and priorities for implementing our recommendations.
Why not just say to review the findings, conclusions, and recommendations made by the soups, the national soups, and the local soups,
as to their appropriateness for implementation.
Say it again.
As to their appropriateness for implementation.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Because this only sounds like we're going to approve them, and it's just a matter of priorities and implementing.
As to the appropriateness of their implementation.
Right.
Well, that combined with one, Richard, do you think covers or gives us the freedom to recommend beyond the report?
Right.
Oh, yeah. One gives us, you know, we can pretty much, I think, with that.
Is everybody cool with that?
Yeah, I think so. I'll feel better when I see it in the finished print, but at the moment it's fine.
Okay.
You don't have a VDT screen in your head where you can see it now?
It's slow.
Well, it's blurry, Richard. The reception is poor in some of the parts of the frontal lobes, okay? So we come to 3 now, 3.1. To provide oversight and planning for elections processes, and to help coordinate the cooperation and interactions of the independent election supervisors and coordinators charged with the conduct of the elections, and the local committees representing the local station members and listeners, whose participation is necessary for the success of the election process. Okay, to provide oversight and planning for election processes. And to help, here's the part I personally have a problem with, to help coordinate the cooperation and interactions. I don't think we coordinate people's cooperation, do we?
I would say oversee the cooperation and interactions.
To help ensure the cooperation and, successful interactions, or something like that, of the national election supervisors. What does he mean, independent election supervisors and coordinators? What do they mean? He means by that, because he doesn't mean the local people. That term.
Yeah, we did have.
We called them all supervisors.
We had a coordinator, I think, because we had two people.
Okay.
I forget where that term was used, but at some point it did crop up. I'll have to look it up.
Okay.
And New York always has to mess up everything.
Yeah.
There you go.
This is LaVorne. Hello?
Yes, LaVorne.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't sure if I was on mute. On this paragraph here, I think that the AD has responsibility in terms of hiring a national election supervisor, and I think some of this is not consistent with that person's responsibility to manage the national election supervisor.
Oh, I'd like to be on the stack, Mary Bird.
Go ahead, Matt.
I think what we want to do this time is write up the job description. We don't want the ED to just go and hire somebody. That's what happened last time. We don't want to do that. I think it is the ED needs guidance on this, and that's what this committee is about. The ED is not going to know how to hire somebody. It's not like hiring, you know, a treasurer or something that he's familiar with or she's familiar with. This is a very specific thing, and we do have to provide a very specific job description and with accountability included in there. We can't just leave that to the ED.
Yeah, this is Lauren again.
Mm-hmm.
Mary, what I'm addressing is the specific words in here that says to coordinate the cooperation interaction of the independent election supervisors. So, I mean, that the management of the supervisors will not go to the PNB or the committee. Yeah, I'm saying that in terms of, you're absolutely correct in terms of the process, and because even the national election supervisor, I think that was kind of like with KPFA, I'm sure there are other people involved, but kind of they were like kind of responsible in trying to identify a person and making sure that person was hired by the due date.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, you know, absolutely you're right about in terms of process. And
I see what you're talking about.
But I don't think we have responsibility for managing or supervising this person. I mean, we definitely have responsibility for looking for reviewing and making and some type of when there are issues raised by the various stations, or if there are issues raised, we certainly have a responsibility to make sure that the ED is responding to those things in a timely mm-hmm. manner, but certainly not to manage that person.
Mm-hmm.
This is sticky because I know what this paragraph is trying to get at, and that is the fact that there were problems last time, and I don't quite know. I hear you, Levon. I don't quite know how to word it in such a way that I don't step on the ED's toes, but when, in fact, that oversight is poor or not working, there has to be some way for the committee, I should think, to put an oar in, and I don't quite know how to phrase that.
Well, I think... Oh, Mary Berg here.
Excuse me, this is Ted. I have to get off the call.
Oh.
All right, Ted.
Good night, Ted.
Okay, so is there anybody else? Am I the one on the stack, or is there somebody else?
No, you're it, Mary.
Okay. Well, I think what we want to say is we want to draft procedures such that there will be cooperation and communication and appropriate and smooth interactions of the national and the local supervisors and between the local supervisors and the local committees. So it's for us to write those procedures, not to
mm-hmm.
oversee that they happen, but it's for us to make sure that we have to set those procedures, and I think that's
mm-hmm.
what we wanted to be saying, so that, you know, that to prevent the problems we had last year, we need to create those procedures.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then it would be up to the ED to see if they're followed. If they're all spelled out, we don't have to,
mm-hmm.
you know, he's the national supervisor's has to report to the ED, so it's the ED's job. Then he has his guidelines there. He knows whether this guy has done his work or not, but we have to say what the work is and what needs
mm-hmm.
to be done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on another call. Can I call you back in a while?
Who? On another
call? Can we think about this and come back with some revised language? I know...
Yeah.
You've given me something to think about, and I know LeVon has thoughts about it.
I can't come up with the right wording, but I see what I want to say, but I right this minute
uh-huh.
I don't have the wording. So we'll try to draft up three. Does anybody want to just try to draft language for 3.1?
Richard, do you think you could give that a stab?
Oh, I guess.
I can try it, too.
Okay, thank you. All right, let's look at 4.
Draft. New language for next time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What is that, 24? Okay, so now we're up to 4. The committee may, 4.1, the committee may investigate the efficacy of various choice voting systems as it pertains to Pacifica listeners' demographic profiles and in view of its election frequency and other criteria.
Okay, I would like to do something a little firmer, and that is, we'll investigate and recommend,
mm-hmm.
either explain. I mean, the problem is investigate doesn't leave us with a report or any result of the investigation.
And, well, you can say investigate and make recommendations.
And make recommendations as to the efficacy of various choice voting systems. I mean, that needs an awful lot of education and explanation to listeners. This is going to be a huge undertaking if the purpose of this is to change from FDV to something else. Then I think there's going to be a lot of educating the listeners going on here and the members.
Well, the committee...
Nothing to change it to, except back to the other way.
Well, no, there are different... Yes, there are different proportional systems. Like there's the, I think it's called the Concordia system or some such name, and there are various systems other than the choice voting system that, you know, that we're using, and it comes to different results. I personally think the one we have suits our own purposes better. Otherwise, you get some of the systems give you a much more middle of the road majority sort of a thing, so that other people are excluded, the kind of people we want to be participating get excluded, but that's we might investigate them, but
I don't know enough about them to understand the implications of it pertains to Pacifica's listeners, demographic profiles, and the implications of election frequency. So maybe Rob can explain that to us next time.
Well, I'm just not clear. Yeah, I think that's not clearly worded. And in view of its election frequency and other criteria, the committee may investigate.
Something there I don't understand. Yeah.
I think I see what he was getting at, but that wording doesn't seem to say it somehow. I mean, so what do we want to do with it? We want to just say, may investigate the efficacy.
Well, since Rob is not here, I would like to ask him to explain the implications.
Okay.
Clearly, there are three things that I wasn't aware of this controversy around SUV or this.
Oh, yeah,
here.
There is.
So
yeah.
Looking at demographic profiles, election frequency, and other criteria, I thought we had settled all that. Clearly not, so maybe we need an explanation. Does anyone else want to chip in here, or should we wait for Rob to explain what he meant?
Well, 4.2 gets even more into it. So
Let me go back to 4.1. I mean, it would definitely need some explanation to explain why you might change a voting system based on demographics of your listeners.
And an election frequency?
That sounds like gerrymandering or something.
Yeah, that and the election frequency.
That's
really
great.
Okay, so
the best system that's most democratic.
Right.
You know, gives us competitive bodies.
Okay.
Yeah, something needs explaining there. All right, good.
No.
So we'll wait for something about that.
And 4.2.
We could ask Rob what he was smoking when he wrote it.
That's a possibility. Well, 4.2, also, the committee should also develop a means of certifying the accuracy of software documentations of algorithms used to tabulate votes in accordance with the type of choice voting method to be used. Well, I mean, that's fine. We have a method of certifying that.
Oh, yeah. We need to know that the stuff accurately does what it says it's going to do.
So we can leave 4.2 the way it is, I guess.
That seems a bit over-detailed for a mission statement to me.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does.
I think maybe if we just investigate and recommend the 4.1, we could cover 4.2 pretty carefully. But again, perhaps Rob had something specific in mind, but he thought that had to be explained. I don't know.
Maybe we should just have him explain why he put that in, since it seems more a mechanical thing than a mission. You know, it's a matter of nuts and bolts.
To me, it would seem to be part of 4.1.
Yeah, definitely. So let's ask him to explain why he did it this way.
Now, 5.1.
The committee may also make recommendations to the PNB on unanticipated consequences of bylaws language pertaining to internal elections processes of Pacifica governance bodies. I see what he's talking about, I guess. For example, language that stipulates single transferable voting, STV, and instant runoff voting, IRB methods, for standing committees of the PNB. This is really involuted.
Internal voting.
Pardon?
It's internal voting is what he's talking about.
Yeah, I see what he's getting at. For example, I think there'd be another way to put it some way. There are situations where the number of cohorts is too small to use this kind of voting. If you have just a few votes for a committee and there's a very few people voting and a lot of people to be voted for so that each person gets one or two votes, it may not work. So, and the business about tying, you know, they're...
Well, that seems to me to be the only loose end.
Well, I think the unanticipated consequences of bylaws language is a little bit convoluted. I think the committee may also make recommendations to PNB on voting methods to be used in internal elections processes.
Well, the unintended... Well, I don't mind the unanticipated consequences. Maybe we just stop there. Pertaining to internal elections... When it says internal, they're all internal. What does this mean?
No, that means that's not elections by members. These are elections. Internal means when the local LSB elects somebody to a
committee.
Right,
I see. Or committees.
Committee members.
It doesn't really say that, but I think that's what he's talking about. But that's a strange way of putting it.
All right, so that needs to be cleared up a little bit, too.
Pertaining to election processes in Pacifica committees and subcommittees. I mean, why not just...
Yeah, for example, again, we have the same question of do we need examples?
Yeah, just we don't, but maybe we can just say make recommendations on internal election procedures for LSB and PNB committees. I mean, it's...
Good.
That should be clear enough.
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah, I think so. And then out of the investigation from four would come recommendations from five, I should say.
Okay, so may I also make recommendations to the PNB?
I'm sorry?
Four has to do with external elections.
Well, we don't have external elections.
Sorry.
I don't like those words. I mean, there's not an election external to Pacifica. We elect Pacifica bodies.
Right.
So
there's the big elections, and then there's the elections within the governance process, not the ones that elect the governance people.
Right, but why, instead of saying internal, why don't we just say committees, subcommittees, and task forces?
Well, that's fine. I don't care.
You know.
That's fine. That's fine.
Committees, sub, and task forces. Okay.
Good.
Let's see. Okay. Well, now we're down to suggestions, comments, issues.
Yeah, some of these I got comments or emails from, and one or two are mine.
Okay.
I did them in no particular order, but
okay.
The first one was a suggestion that we include in the mission statement. Lavon mentioned this suggestion for financing the election.
I think it should be in there. Not necessarily the suggestions, but that should be one of our missions, is to, you know, come up with suggestions how to do that. Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll work on language. Once we go through this, you know, we can work on language and bring it back.
Let's see. Add.
It's getting close to the end of the hour, so I'd like to...
That'll be a six. So that'll
all right,
be number
good.
Six.
Okay, and A and B there are somewhat similar. Add statement financial impact. Add a statement of the financial impact of all recommendations, right?
That's the PNB requirement now? That
so we need to put that in there. That's a seven.
Yeah, we have to put in there. That's going to be a tough one.
And then, Ed, the product will be a manual of processes. I think we can incorporate that into the sections above that we...
Do we agree on that we should be about producing a manual?
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
For everyone?
Precisely what I think we should.
We're designing procedures that we want to be approved, but we wait till after they're approved by the PNB, then we'd make the manual.
Well, yeah. Well, so the final product, yeah, but that should go up above, probably, in one or two, in one of those. I don't know that we need to add another. You know, I think that would be part of number one.
Right.
Well, we can propose the manual and have that be one of the motions we're proposing, you know.
Yeah. But I mean, I think we don't need to add a separate.
Well, the manual is basically the result of all the work.
Right.
Exactly.
You know, it's a compilation just so that people know what it is, and then each station will have one.
And the thing about the manual is that we're trying to say we're not making bylaws changes. It's not going to be incorporated in the bylaws. It will be incorporated in the procedural manual.
Right.
Yeah, so we could put that up above in one.
I still have copies of ours.
Of?
The one we used.
Good, you're hired.
Okay.
Who is that talking?
That's Melinda, isn't it?
Melinda.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I got your number now, Melinda.
We spent one Saturday hammering those suckers out, I tell you. And what's funny is Dwayne Bradley walked in the middle of our meeting, and he walks in and goes, he looked at us really funny, and he walked out, and then he came back and he stuck his head around the corner, and he says, "Is this a committee meeting?" And I said, "Yeah, Dwayne, it's the elections committee, actually." And he goes, "Okay." And then he came back 5 minutes later and handed us all movie tickets. He said, "I've never seen some people so civil in a committee meeting. This is great."
My God.
Oh, that's funny, yes.
And we had a good committee.
Yeah. Yes,
maybe
you did.
Better
really.
Report
and
it
you did
out.
Good work, too, in that committee.
Well, let's say we've got ad directives, to outreach and education of delegates and members on and off the air.
Yeah, that's just an idea on how to spread the news when we get the new rules.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a really larger issue than just a simple line. I think we really need to think about the elections as incorporating an awful lot of people. Too many people don't do them. Now, I'm especially worried about changing the timeline and the effect on membership. If the timeline is actually changed 6 months beyond, people will just have finished going through the national elections. The Iraqi war will probably still be going on. And then they're going to get a little packet in the mail from Pacifica saying, please do it all again. We need your vote. That's going to be a tough one. So we're really going to have to do some education and outreach to make sure people are actually interested enough to vote after they've been through a national election. That's one of the reasons I'm not too keen on the idea of changing the timeline, frankly.
Yeah, we've sort of got people into it now after twice, maybe, who knows. Well, we'll see.
We did something similar this last time because, remember, we were elected and, for crying out loud, no sooner had the board together than next thing I know I'm being appointed the chair of the elections and I'm like, what? I just got elected and I'm going to be heading one now. This is great.
Yeah.
So we need to work on how we want to do outreach and education and on and off the air. And that part of that will be in the manual, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because so that has to, yeah.
Now that part E, that shouldn't that go in the other part we had earlier about audits or something?
The deadlines for audits at each state. Well, that's part of the timeline.
We didn't. Right.
That's not part of the mission statement.
No, you're right. I don't know if that should be part of the mission.
I think that's part of the timeline.
But audits are part of 1.1, really, in terms of review the process associated with democratically electing listener and staff delegates.
But the timeline for them doesn't go in there. It just goes in the general timeline, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, there's a deadline for when this has to be done.
But yeah, but we want it. Well, part of the rules are that the audits will have. That's part of what we have to set up. And when we set up the new rules, that the audits have to be done within a certain time, so that the election supervisors don't go crazy.
So
the resolution that was passed by the PNB. Did say that in, August of the election year, the correction list. Number two said the National Election Supervisor shall designate a secure independent audit procedure, but there was no deadline for that. And it passed, 18 yeses, no objections, but the problem was there was no deadline.
Right, and that has to be added, all right.
Yeah, so that's why I thought that might do well in a mission statement, but maybe not. I don't know.
What do people think? Who is left here? Is anyone thinking? And what if so, what do they think?
Well, I'm still here.
Oh, are you thinking?
Well, I'm thinking.
Okay.
If I'm alive, I'm thinking.
That's good to know.
All right. Well, we should come back with some language next week and leave this under unfinished business.
Okay, right. Well, I've got...
And, we're almost under 2 hours, folks. Do we need to stay here just to make it 2 hours flat? Or...
Oh, let's get home early.
Much as we all love each other.
Yeah, we also say it far earlier.
So we had... Wait, we have this new business here.
Yeah.
We have new business? What's that?
Yeah, Election Support Committee, Analysis of Choice Voting Systems. Well, we were already going to get to that. Analysis of all 2004 election reports, collated by topic.
Where do I see new business? I'm looking at an agenda I have for today. I don't see that on there.
It's number 5.
I don't have a 5 on my agenda. That's interesting.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I think
you're
there
not
were
using
two versions and it may have been left off.
But how come I have it?
I don't know. But I printed this down today. Today is July 10th.
Oh, you know why? Because the question, the resolution's implementation issues, there was an objection to my discussing those implementations that I sent out by email under reports, and so we put it under new business at Ted and Serene's request.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and that's where that went.
Just for a procedure, I'd like to know who's still here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm Mary. LaVarne,
uh-huh.
Mary. Wendy?
Melinda? Yeah.
And Richard? Carolyn? Is anybody else still here?
Nope.
Okay.
I'd just like it to maybe go on record that several of these people left very early, which is almost like a cameo appearance.
Well, this is a governance problem. If people do that, we don't have a procedure about that, and we're trying to get one on our local LSB. But
I think that's a very good point. I really would appreciate it if people would simply announce when they're coming and going,
mm-hmm.
just so as a courtesy, so we know not to wait to hear from them.
Right.
When we're taking a vote or something.
Right. They should.
It would be nice. Yeah.
They should announce, and they should announce in the beginning, if they're going to have to leave early.
Politically, I'm getting concerned that there's been low attendance, and even when we have attendance like this one, about halfway through, about a third of the people just leave.
Right, and that's bizarre, yeah.
I'm here.
Who are you? Wendy?
Patty's here.
Who's that,
Wendy?
Patty?
Yeah,
oh, Patty, you're here.
I'm here. I'm just muted because I'm noisy around here.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to hear all that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Patty.
Thanks for the no dishes. Yeah.
Patty, we don't consider your voice to be noise.
No.
Thank you very much.
Never, never.
I know what you mean. I know where you got that.
Never, never. I know. You know where, and we don't consider your voice to be noise. Very, very truly. Okay, so now what about these new business items then? Are we dealing with them or?
Well,
it's a long item. If we go into the 12 resolutions and go over them one by one, we're starting something at length. I would like to suggest that we postpone it.
Okay.
Which resolutions are they?
Which one?
Hello?
This was a table of resolutions regarding elections 2004. The
analysis
of that.
In the third column, there were some suggestions, but actually the subcommittee hasn't really had a chance.
Oh, this is from the committee from last year reviewing the previous election. That's what you're talking about.
That's right, and this year's committee has not had a chance to go over this. Patty and Mary and I haven't really talked about it.
So we'll table the choice voting.
Can I make a suggestion? Oh, go ahead.
Please.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was just going to say that maybe if all of us can, who has the time and inclination to go and look over it, and when you guys do your subcommittee meeting, if you could just let the whole committee know, then maybe we could just get on the phone call and give our input at that time.
All right, that's good.
Hello,
okay.
After this piece of business, the other new business, so I'd like to talk about the other business.
What other business?
Well, what was the one about the listener committee helper?
Well, is that the election support committee?
Yeah. What?
Carolyn, is that what that is?
The other is. I'm not sure what the other in the
business. Well, you've got election support.
That's
committee.
What I'm talking about. The election support group.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Oh, the new committee. Yes, right. But right.
Mm-hmm. So was that the group you were talking about earlier?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, so you want to talk to that?
Yeah.
Okay, are we ready to do that?
Mm-hmm.
I've just had some offers from people to form a national committee of listeners who are interested in supporting the elections and, frankly, want to take on some of this work that we haven't had time to do. Some of it is technical, you know, database stuff. Some of it is just drudge work of analyzing and putting together and summarizing and synthesizing.
This is LaVarne Matthew.
And some of it is collecting that sort of thing. So I'm hoping that we can authorize that kind of a committee and sort of put them under our aegis and give them tasks that we'd like done.
This is LaVarne.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I think that. Since it's about elections and the listeners, and to involve more listeners on this, I think is, you know, sets, mm-hmm. sets a
a good model for all of Pacifica in terms of how we can attack this.
Mm-hmm.
But really with the elections committee, that we should involve as many listeners as we can. And
mm-hmm.
therefore, that's also good because that'll involve more people in terms
of voting.
I'm
back on. For some reason, I just dropped out.
Ooh. But also, it'll involve more people in terms of voting. And that, you know, this will keep the idea fresh and get input
yeah.
from those people. So I think this is really good for elections, and I really do.
Well, I have a question. Oh, Mary Bird, I
mm-hmm.
have a question. That would be the local election committees, wouldn't it? Because that's where we try to get listeners involved, and we have had listeners involved to do a lot of this work. So are you talking about something different from that? Because we
well, have no local election committee.
I'm sorry.
WBAI has no local elections committees. PNB. It was so contentious. It was an ad hoc committee and it died happily. So I thought that this idea that a couple of people suggested to me of a national committee would be a very good idea. It would be not tied to a PNB or an LSC or to the staff listener conflicts.
And how would that interface when there are local election committees? I mean, we have a very strong local election committee that's been working, you know, on four different elections.
Oh, well, good question. I hadn't thought about that.
Oh, this is Lavarne. You know, I think that those people on the local election committee who would like to be involved could become involved.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just they're already doing this work, so I just want to understand the relationship so there wouldn't be duplication. I mean,
well, they will be involved
what
in terms
work would
of
they
what,
be doing?
Well, the work that we're doing, they will help the national committee do the national work. So if they want to get involved at that time in order to see what the national committee, what we're doing as a committee and the projects we're working on, they can get involved both at the local and the national level.
Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of experience at the local levels. It's not getting spread around and transmitted to other people, and I think that the committee, a national committee, would be a very good way for local people to chip in and point out their successes and their failures. I know it's all there in the written reports, but somehow it doesn't translate. I think a committee would be a very good vehicle for sharing that information.
This is Serena. I have a point of information.
Serena? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what exactly would be the point of people in New York making decisions or suggestions about what should happen in Houston? The point of having a local election supervisor is because that person is dealing with a limited number of issues, a limited number of characters, and a local area they understand in terms of setting up, which is one of the functions of any election committee, working on making sure they're on-air forums and off-air forums, that sort of thing. Why on earth would we put the foundation to the expense or ask people to invest their time in dealing with these kinds of matters outside of their local area?
Well, I'll take a shot at that. I think that there are lots of things that would be applicable to all the stations.
Mask who's speaking, please.
Pardon? This is Carol. I think one of the issues is that some of the experience from one station or another would be applicable, and a national committee would help develop rules that would then filter up to the national committee from the listeners group, and that we would be able to examine and evaluate and incorporate if we needed to. I just see it as an auxiliary committee that would be putting together experience from all the stations that perhaps we wouldn't have to do.
But that's why we're going to be hiring national and local election supervisors. The committees are not supposed to run the elections. They're supposed to be providing support.
Well, they're supposed to be working in conjunction with the local supervisor.
Under the direction of the local supervisor.
Yeah, well, this was a problem, frankly, that we had because our local supervisors and the national supervisors, you know, they didn't we had a real problem with that because they were not experienced, and this committee was, and so it you know.
Yeah, we didn't have a committee that
and it was totally ignored all the time, no matter what it said. And then in the end, its recommendations were belatedly put in by Kenny
mm-hmm.
Mostern in some of the things, but
mm-hmm.
we had a real problem with that.
I still think local committees are intended to be just that, local committees.
Mm-hmm.
So creating a mass national election committee is just, as I said, it's additional expense and it's a way to not get work done very effectively.
I'd kind of like to have some input, though, locally, though, because to
mm-hmm.
be honest with you, given the fact that, for example, we had a discipline problem with one of our election, with our election at KPFT,
mm-hmm.
This person had no background on the persons. I mean, granted, it was one thing they were told of the fact that this person had, there was some
mm-hmm.
history involved.
Mm-hmm.
And because the decision was made and no one locally was even taken into consideration
mm-hmm.
on that matter. And I really think that, you know, we're the ones that have to deal with the people who are running, and if they win, you know. So
right.
it's not right for them to completely cut us out of the loop completely.
Right.
Right, but you see, that destroys the whole idea of impartiality. If you have people who think they know the characters well enough so that that should influence the decisions that are being made.
They should have input. They should have at least
have
input.
Every,
mm-hmm.
The more contact you have, the more prejudices you have. The point is to get someone the point is to get someone who doesn't, as they say, have a dog in this fight.
But
you
on
know,
the other hand, if you're going to be stuck with someone who has a history of certain bad behavior, and they bring that back in time and time again, this person is treated as a first-time offender, as it was in this particular case, and that was completely out of line.
That's the purpose of election reports.
Yeah, this is Carolyn. I think we're talking about two different kinds of committees here. I want to get back to the original proposal. I don't know if you heard the original proposal stream, but for a national committee, people to deal with programs, with issues that would be national rather than local level. Did I hear someone else who wanted to get on the stack, by the way? No, that's when I heard a voice. We weren't talking about, there is provision somewhere for local committees under the aegis of the supervisor, but not all supervisors set up active local committees that were actually functioning. So this is something quite aside from that, just
true.
For listeners, not related to the supervisors, not related to the PNB or the LSB, just listeners who had something to contribute and would, in fact, if we asked them to do a task or research something or investigate something, would do it gladly and give us the results. I just thought of it as getting out of a little work. Also, I thought it might be really helpful. I mean, there are a lot of people out there who would like to help with elections.
Why wouldn't they be helping in their own area and forming local committees?
Well, they may have been... not
so that's where we need a lot of work.
Or they may have expertise that doesn't apply locally. Some of the issues may be
mm-hmm.
national.
Mm-hmm.
Then they can offer their help to the national election supervisor. I just don't think we need to create as many national committees as anyone can conceive of. I've heard no argument that suggests that this would be in any way more effective than having local election committees doing support work through the election. Not adjudicating. That is not the purpose of a local election committee. I have a point of information, which is what time will this meeting end? It's way past the 2 hours that was agreed on.
No, it's exactly 2 hours.
It's 2 hours now.
Mm-hmm. It's after the hour.
It's actually lacking 5 minutes, a few minutes.
When we made that point, it was about 5:30.
Some odd. Yeah, 5:30. Right.
To agree to end it in 2 hours. Okay.
Right.
So we're coming up on that 2 hours now.
Mm-hmm. Well, should we postpone that discussion until the next...
We have no choice.
We have no choice.
We have
Do
no
I hear a motion to adjourn?
Yep.
Who done?
Who dat? who moved to adjourn?
I did.
Do I hear one?
Who is me?
I said so
Serene.
Moved.
Okay. Is that Serene?
Yes.
Okay. Well then, okay.
Any objections?
Nope.
Okay.
Bye. Have fun. See you on the 24th.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Right. See you on the 24th.
All right.
Nice to hear you on the 24th.
Okay, there you go. Unless you have equipment we don't have.
All right.
Goodbye.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Bye.